Hey, how are you doing, Susan?
If I were any better, I wouldn't be able to stand it.
Well, what can we help you with today?
Okay, I have a client, Dr. Kellis, who has been bothered with systemic yeast, and she's been using the ricitrine for about 6 weeks now, and in just a few days, she will be getting started on the cleanse. And so our question for you is, after she completes the cleanse process or program, should she continue with the parasite cleanse, which is a part of the cleanse, as you well know? And if so, how long do you think that would be necessary to really get in and get that yeast?
Well, you know, as far as parasites go, if she's got parasites, you at least go a month on a minimum. You may go up to 90 days on that, if it's strictly parasites.
Okay.
Now, if there's a yeast problem, you normally clean the yeast problem up in the first 3 days of the cleanse. Actually goes in and eats the mycelized yeast, which have rhizoids, these little root-type structures, eats all those away so the yeast stops having the reactions. And then the die-off of the toxins that are in those root structures tend to be part of why people then feel reactive. So normally that's pretty well cleaned up. And then if you stick with the aloe and the cleanzyme and the that combination are actually antifungal.
All right, okay.
In fact, the myrrh in the enzyme combination is an antifungal. The myrrh is antifungal. In fact, that's why I think the three wise men had the frankincense, the myrrh, and the gold. They felt it was as valuable as gold, because if it can keep yeast infections away, it's certainly worth as much as gold.